dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, October the 5th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador of, servant of, and for the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam. Kingdom and queendom of freedom, justice, and equality. The way to peace, the way to these waters of noon that we are examining today. That power on the throne in the book of Revelation chapter 4 verse 3. We're setting that up so that when we get into it, we'll have the proper foundation to see and know that the waters of noon, this science, sisters and brothers, that we need to create the new civilization, to create the new society, the new corporations, the new institutions. We must have this science. And this science, understanding this science, will give us the proper love for each other, like my beautiful sister Sade is teaching us. Soldiers of love in the waters of noon. There was nothing but peace, tranquility, order, and love, and righteousness, and truth. So now my brother Christopher Eager, beautiful Caucasian brother, who is deep into the science of the waters of noon with me as my brother, and we talk to each other and teach each other. He was looking at the word watermelon. He was looking at how the watermelon is shaped like an egg, shaped like the sacred, divine, vaginal tract of the female. And he was looking at watermelon and melanin. And he said, when he said it, I could see where he was going with it. The melon and then melanin. So watermelon is really water melanin of the universe. The watermelon represents the egg of the universe, and all that is inside and the seeds represent the substance, the fixtures of the universe, sun, moon, stars, planets, as the actual waters, such as you would equate with the semen and sperm and seed of life, germ of life, from the masculine that is emitted into the sacred divine feminine, and then the sacred divine feminine, having taken that which was emitted into her by the sacred divine masculine, then grows sacred divine life, and that life then is manifested in physical, divine, physical reality. So the waters of noon, the melanin of the universe, the waters of noon are the melanin of the universe. Therefore, the waters of noon are the water melanin of the universe, giving, having been transformed into the mass, matter, and material universe that we know today by the crystals, hydrogen atom that was originally called atom back in the day in Kemet, that was called Atomos by Democritus, 5th century BC, after he went to Africa, Kemet, and other places that today we call the atom. So these waters of noon, these water melanin of the universe. And he began to continue to wonder out loud to me, why is it that there is such denigration attached to the watermelon, when we know now that the watermelon is the watermelonin. So why is it so much hatred on the watermelon, this wonderful food, this wonderful fruit that represents the universe and the waters of noon and the egg of the universe, etc.? Why is it that when you say black people love watermelon, that is a turnoff now? People don't talk like that anymore. It's a stereotype. And not just black people love watermelon. Brown, red, yellow, and white people also love watermelon, but no one talks about it because you get a thought of racism, a thought of stereotype. Why is it that we have been infected with such mentality toward the watermelon, which represents the watermelonin of the universe? It is because, sisters and brothers, the watermelonin of the universe, the waters of noon, represents science. When we go into the deep reality, scientific reality of the waters of noon, the watermelonin of the universe, when we go into that deep science, we are enabled to overthrow the system, to overthrow all wicked systems, institutions, and governments, and powers, and forces that are illegitimately in power. It is when we go into this science and understand that this science is told in all of the religions, all of your religious books and scriptures, and originally told in the universe. So your indigenous peoples have this science that they have understood by scientific study of the universe, and the scriptures are rooted in the same science studied by the ancient prophets and scribes and sages and etc. And this is the science that we need to become like the crystals, to grow into our true identity as the crystals, having the power to transform society as the crystals transformed the water melanin of the universe into the mass matter material universe that we live in today. When we get into this science, we will understand the ancient African Hebrew temple. We will understand the ancient African high priest garments, all rooted in this same African science of the water melanin of the universe. And then we will understand Lucifer. Lucifer originally was not Satan, but Lucifer was that son of the morning. That bright and morning star was good and righteous and was constructed from these water melanin, waters of noon, water melanin of the universe. All manner of minerals and rubies and precious metals and stones and whatnot, but fell from that lofty position into the satanic adversarial mind that now is against that same science that he fell from. This is teaching us of the human family. This is teaching us from the zodiac that we are they who were constructed from such wonderful material, full of beauty. But now we have fallen from that, and we have become adversaries of the very science that we need to go into the new universe, the new world, with the real new world order. Not that stuff that George Herbert Walker Bush was talking about, which was nothing but the order that he and his masters, the house of Rothschild, want to continue to destroy the human family. And see, this gets me to why it is that we have been so disconnected from that science and turned from the high righteous Lucifer to the terrible Satan. Now, that's because the ruling class and ruling families, they know this same science, sisters and brothers. They use this science for themselves, but they are wicked and evil and use the science to only enable themselves to live the best life, but then turn around and use the same science against the masses of the black, brown, red, yellow, and white. And the wicked ruling class, Illuminati, Masonic order, who know the prophecies. They have studied the prophecies of Christianity, studied the prophecies of the African Hebrews, and studied the prophecies of Islam, and studied the prophecies of Hindu, and studied the prophecies of Buddha, and studied the prophecies of Zoroaster, and studied the prophecies of Sanskrit and the indigenous peoples, and they know their time is up. The wicked ruling class and ruling families, their time is up, their time is over. The universe is beginning now to turn against them. And so what do they do in order to mitigate that reality that is prophesied in the universe of their overthrow, of their political demise, the demise of their power to continue to rule over the masses, black, brown, red, yellow, white, poor, working class, proletariat, peoples of the earth, their The power of the wicked to continue to rule over us is done and over, finished. So in order to stall that reality, they give us a mentality that causes us to be satanically adversarial to the very science that we need to go into the new universe and transform society and civilization into that new Jerusalem that you read about in the end of Revelation, that is in that same science of the waters of noon that we are talking about. And so we must go into this science of heaven, this science that we are looking into that door of heaven in Revelation chapter 4 around verse 1 and 2, the door to heaven was opened up, the door was feminine. The word heaven is masculine, so we're looking into the science of the waters of noon and the womb of Nanette, looking at the science of masculine and the science of feminine and the sacred reality of both and the sacred union of masculine with feminine in order to produce life. This science we find in New Jerusalem, this waters of noon, water melanin science that we're going into, and we're going to take our time, and I care not how long it takes. I don't care how many sessions. We want to take our time and deal with this science. This science that was rediscovered by scientists in Switzerland, 2012. They come with the Higgs boson and the Higgs field. 1967, I believe, I think it was Peter Higgs, Mr. Higgs, discovered this field force in the universe that is the field that the watchers of noon, watcher melanin of the universe, the watchers of noon went through and was transformed into the mass matter, material universe that we live in today. That Higgs field is Christos, that the ancients called Atum, that was called at another time Ra, that was called at another time Aton sun disk, that was called in the Old Testament Adon, a dawning of a new day, Adon, the light that transforms, Adon, in the New Testament, Christos, in Hindu, Lord Shiva, and the cosmic dance of destruction and recreation that you see in the Eucharist of the Catholics, the monstrance, with the wafer
surrounded by a ring of fire, and then back to the Lord Shiva, dancing under a ring of fire, that ring of fire above Lord Shiva and surrounding the Eucharist wafer, that ring of fire is the Atum. That ring of fire is Ra. That ring of fire is the Aton sun disk. That ring of fire is the Adon in the Old Testament. That ring of fire is Christos in the New Testament. The same power, the same atom of life, the same hydrogen atom that we know today, that is called the God particle by the scientists in 2012 in Geneva, that was called Atomos by Democritus in Greece, 5th century BC, after he went to Kemet, Egypt, that was originally once again called Atum, that now they have that high-speed That high-speed machine in Switzerland. I get that. That high-speed machine in Switzerland, in which they take two protons, moving at terrific speed, mash them together, bash them together to recreate the Big Bang. This science that they are now investigating, high-speed, I can't say the name of it, but I will get it. This is modeled after the waters of noon, watermelon and science, sisters and brothers. This machine, built in a circle, like the ring of fire, able to facilitate two protons moving at terrific speed to bash into each other to create light and sound. And you know it's from Africa, because outside of that building in Switzerland, you see the Lord Shiva statue, and the structure is shaped exactly like the ring of fire above Lord Shiva, which tells us that these modern day scientists have tapped into the science of the ancient Africans and are trying to recreate the conditions that have brought the creation about in this time. And this science is the science that we need, sisters and brothers, in order that we may transform society into the new society, transform civilization into the new civilization, transform the institutions into the new institutions, and transform the human family into the new God, goddess, waters of noon, water, melanin, human family that we are to transform ourselves into. So in scripture, when you see that Christ destroys and then recreates, the old creation is done away with, perishes, destroyed, and then the new creation comes into reality. That is the Atum under the title Christos in the New Testament. The Lord Shiva, all those names we have shared with one another, titles, talking about the same power to destroy wickedness, destroy the old form, and transform into the new form. This is the power that is within you and me. Now, to set up Revelation chapter 4, verse 3, I want to go to Psalm chapter 97 and verse 2, verse 1 and 2. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. See, the Lord reigneth. The Lord Yahuwah, Father, Mother Yahuwah, rules and reigns the universe. The word reigneth means king or queen. So this teaches us once again that Yahuwah is Father King and Mother Queen. no life without father and mother. So in Revelation 4 and 3, Apostle John is looking at that one on the throne. The one on the throne rules and reigns. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Verse 2. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Now it says him, but we know king and queen is him and her. So the clouds and the darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of, it says his throne, we're saying his and her throne. So this clouds and this darkness is equated with righteousness and judgment or justice. See, darkness is not evil. Darkness is the birth reality. Darkness is that dark matter of the universe that is in between the seven colors of the rainbow. That dark matter, dark melanin of the universe is the reality that causes the universe to function as the universe should function. Now, going to my notes about clouds and darkness. And I don't want to miss anything. And I want to take my time and set this up in Revelation chapter 4, verse 3. Now, clouds. The word clouds is anan in the African Hebrew language. And is rooted in another word that is anan again. All of this having to do with the Almighty seen in the elements of the universe. Here we're focusing on clouds. Now watch this, sisters and brothers. The root to anan has to do with soothsaying. Yeah, you heard me right. Soothsaying, conjuring, spiritism, magic, augury, witchcraft, enchanter, sorceress, diviner, fortune teller. See, these characteristics, talents, and powers are not evil in themselves. They can be used for evil. But these powers are in the universe. These powers are in and around the Almighty. The Lord is sitting up on a throne surrounded by clouds and darkness. Isn't that what the scripture said? Clouds and darkness are round about Yahuwah. It says him, her, we know it is. Clouds and darkness are round about him, meaning Yahuwah, but him, her, father, mother, Yahuwah. So the clouds of divining, the clouds of witchcraft and enchanting and sorceress and fortune telling, magic and augury, soothsaying, conjuring, spiritism. These are not evil practices. Only they can be used for evil when you take these powers that are in the universe and within ourselves and use them for the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. Now that darkness, it says clouds and darkness round about Yahuwah. The word darkness is arafel, defined as darkness, gross, thick darkness, rooted in another word, araf. 6201 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, having to do with drop, drip, trickle. Now, what is that talking about? When you go to Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 28, you see words having to do with how the heavens dripping dew, dropping dew all over the heavens. And the word dew is 2919, having to do with the night mist, having to do with light rain. Ethiopia, Arabic words. And then this is rooted in another word, talal, 2926, which has to do with covering with a roof. And further in the Jesenius definition, we see overshadow and cover. What is this talking about? This is talking about that time period where the Christ Atum Atum, Ra Aton Sun Disk, Adon, that he Higgs field, God particle, they call it today, took the waters now, waters of noon, water melanin of the universe, and transformed those waters. And those waters were spread forth over the heavens like a roof and began to overshadow the heavens. So when you look at the womb of your mother, the womb of your mother is like the universe, the egg of the universe, the waters overshadowed. And the womb of Mary, the mother of Jesus, Yahushua, Miriam, her womb was overshadowed. And that overshadowed teaches us that all of our births are in the same mode and reality. Therefore, all of us are the image. So Christ is the image. Christ is the shadow of the Almighty. And the science of the sun shining on an object, casting a shadow, the object under the sun, casting the shadow. The object is the Almighty. And the science of sun and light and energy in the sperm, casting the shadow of the Almighty as the object, and the shadow is ourselves, and we are the shadow of the Almighty, constructed from the same substance as the Almighty. Therefore, like Christ, we can say we thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So when you check those words, it's talking about the reality that we are constructed from the same substance as the Almighty. We are constructed from the same substance from the Almighty. The Almighty took a piece of the self of the Almighty and spread forth the self of the Almighty all over the universe. And we are that waters of noon, water melanin of the universe, spread forth all over the universe. We are the shadow of the Almighty. Christ is the shadow of the Almighty. Therefore, we are Christ and must come back up into our true identity and come up into this science so that we may construct the new civilization, the new institutions, the new constitutions after having transformed the old societies, institutions, and constitutions. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.